What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me this week, host of History Buffs, Pepper. Welcome back to the show.
What's up, Brandon? This is my favorite show to guest on. I love it.
We love having you here, man. Now, before we dive into everything today, people, you know the drill. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave me a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Pepper, I am so excited about this. We are nearing the end of our Shitty Song of the Year roundup before we get to the actual competition in December. We're only 2 weeks away.
Wow. That is getting close.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So I thought we could have some fun by making fun of a subject that I really enjoy diving into, and that's female rappers.
They're bad at driving, they're bad at rapping, they're bad at money. It's a whole thing, dude.
I thought it'd be fun to dive into something that I've held on to this artist for a very long time, and I'm so excited to finally bring her to the show. Are you familiar with a woman by the name of Krayshawn?
No.
Oh, well, you are in for a treat. Now, what's funny about this is that I discovered this woman because she has a black metal album.
No shit.
No shit. And it's not good. It's not good at all. I could also bring that to the show. But I find it funny that she has one black metal album and several rap albums.
You don't see a lot of females in black metal.
No, you don't. Yeah, I mean, it does come up every now and again, but no, it's a very rare thing. And it's not, like I said, it's not good. It's a lot of it is her taking these rap songs and just remixing them with some heavily distorted guitar and shit, but...
Oh, that's not good.
It's not, no. But the name of the song that I've got for you tonight is called Missing Kitty.
Missing Kitty?
Missing Kitty. And it's not a metaphor for anything. She's not talking about anything other than a actual cat that she lost, and she's...
This is a nonfiction song.
This is a nonfiction... I'm assuming that she actually had a cat run away from her, and she felt so upset about it that she wrote this shitty little trap rap about it.
I can't wait to listen to this audio documentary.
Yeah, this is something else, and it starts off the way that any shit rap song really should start off with, you know, sort of a skit intro.
Great.
Yeah, so here we go.
I'm so fucking sad. I'm so sad. Just sad. I lost my cat. Damn it. And it's been 4 days. So long. So long. 3 whole nights. So long. And I just want her to come back safe.
Come back, kitty, please.
Imagine her out there all cold and lonely and scared and
kitty.
No.
Kitty.
So, this cat goes missing for 4 days and 3 nights, and she's already losing her shit and has to write a song about it.
Okay. She sounds... I don't know. She sounds like she has an OnlyFans for sure. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's just an observation.
You're not that far off. I've looked in the career of Krayshawn. I don't know about an OnlyFans page, but I know that she now does Twitch streaming for video games and stuff. So, yeah, you're not far off from it.
She sounds very annoying. Like those just pay attention to me chicks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, yeah. You put that to a drum beat, and that's what you got here.
Can you enlighten me on how to spell Krayshawn, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. It is Krayshawn. One word.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I would have guessed cray like crayfish, but...
You would think, right? I mean, good luck looking for it.
Come back to me. I miss you.
I want to go back to that vocal fry on the I miss you just real quick. Okay. I apologize.
That's fair.
It is rough.
Kitty, please come back to me. I miss you.
I miss you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Kitty got me running around the block, looking for her in every goddamn spot. Where the fuck you at? Kitty got me hot. It's like you don't want to be found or get caught. Kitty, I'm putting up posters because I miss you. Kitty, you're missing and I really want to kiss you. Kitty, I'm screaming your name around the hood. You really need to come home. I think you should come.
So, these lyrics are fucking retarded.
Yes. This is like Tyler the Creator if he was a girl and also bad.
Yeah. Ellie, look, I'll give her credit. She knows how, like, I don't know if she knows how to do it, but the flow isn't terrible. It's just when you actually pay attention to what she's saying, it's just the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. And I'm sitting here
This is like a song that you do kind of offhandedly in an afternoon. Like, this isn't a song that you, like, sit down for, like, a couple days and be like, all right, we got to nail this one. This is I don't have anything to do from, like, 4 to 6. Let's go ahead and knock this one out.
And the entire time I'm sitting here listening to this, waiting for the kitty to be, like, you know, a metaphor for something, or, you know, not even deep. She could be just be talking about pussy. Like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. But no, she's actually talking about her missing cat. This is so fucking retarded. And we're just at the halfway point of it.
I'm running up the stairs, come back to here. Chapa doesn't think it's fair. You're here or there or anywhere away from me. Come back, kitty, and please lay with me. Kitty, where the fuck have you been?
Ooh.
I got out when I left the door open. Kitty, where the fuck have you gone? Kitty, never gone for this long.
That's some of the worst singing.
Like, learn what a key is.
Yeah. Like, figure out what note you're going to try to... Kitty, what the hell?
Kitty, she loved to drink a beer. Now I shed a tear, because she's not here. Kitty, she liked to eat my...
I was lazy as shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm so glad you noticed that. It's like, okay. you're not giving your cat beer. No cat is drinking beer. Yeah. And then... You really couldn't find another word to rhyme with tears, so you had to... Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know that's one of your favorite things, is just shitty rhyming.
And look, you're absolutely right. Nothing about this bitch screams hard work at all.
Yeah.
But you could try just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going back on that one.
Yeah, I gotta see where Cheetos came from.
She's not here. Kitty, she like to eat my hot Cheetos. Now I'm wondering where she be though, cause she started off.
All right, stop it. Stop it. Arrest this bitch for animal abuse. You're feeding your cat beer and hot Cheetos?
No wonder it left.
Could you imagine what hot Cheetos would do to the inside of a fucking cat?
Oh man, that poor kitty.
That is straight up animal abuse. What the fuck are we doing, dude? You got a drunk cat with a spicy asshole. Like, 100% it's going to leave. I don't feel bad for this bitch at all. I've completely flipped on it. In the beginning of this, I was kind of like, oh, man, that does suck. Now, no. 100%. A victim left its abuser. That's how I see this now.
There you go. God damn.
As a trap kitty, then a city kitty. Now she's up in LA with me, still a bay kitty. Me and Chopper gonna hold it down when you're not around. Got me wondering if you dead laying on the ground. Cause kitty, you better not be dead. If someone hits you with their car, I'll chop on their head. Motherfucking right, I'll shoot their ass, kitty. I'll put it down for your ass. You got me feeling shitty, kitty. I'll never stop looking, but
I mean.
That was my favorite part of the song, to be honest.
Yeah, it made sense.
If you win someone's house because you got took it, I kick that fucking door down, leave their ass shooken. Grab my kitty back and then I start booking. Kitty, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the
fuck? Last song was cute.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It ended on a cliffhanger. You never know. She finds the cat.
Yeah. I want to look her up on like Twitter now and see if she ever found her cat. But also, I don't care because, like I said, the cat got away. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So that was Krayshawn Pepper.
Yeah, it was. That was fucking bad. Yeah, I wasn't a cat guy for years and years. I fucking hated cats. But then my wife decided to one day all of a sudden get into cats, and we got one, and it was fine. I fought it pretty hard. And then we had a cat, and we're like, all right, it's cute. It's got one eye, and she's, you know, snuggling up to everybody. It's kind of cute. And then one day I walk in the house and there are 7 goddamn cats in my house.
Oh, shit.
So I went from 1 to 7 real quick.
And how many rap songs did you write about it?
1.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that to say that, like, now I am kind of a cat guy. We have 3 cats. But I'm a reformed, like, anti-cat guy. I will say that. So I do kind of have a soft spot in my heart for cats now. It's tough. So that was a little cuter for me than maybe it was for other people.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're bringing?
Okay, so this next song is I can't remember what country it is. It might be the Netherlands. It might be you know, it's a place where cold white people live. That's where it's
okay,
from.
Okay, nice.
It's from the Netherlands or maybe Russia. I don't think it's Russia, but one of those places. English is definitely not her first language, and that's fine. She's learning, and she did a really good job on this song. And unbeknownst to me, this song is apparently a TikTok sensation. So
okay.
I don't know how many TikTok popular songs you've had on this show.
Not that many, actually.
But this song's a real motherfucker, and it will get stuck in your head, and that's why I find it so bad and so offensive, because you'll hear it. You'll hear the part, and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when you're at work, you'll catch yourself singing that shit, and you'll kick yourself because it's like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, I love bringing earworms to the show. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Kick that shit, dude.
All right. So this is Ame Bibabi. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce
sure,
that right.
Sure, man. Good job.
Yeah, with chin up high. Okay.
This you beat think is from ugly, I don't care. 1998, at least.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Dutch Gwen Stefani over here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, nice titties on it, though. I like that.
There you go.
Yeah, you think I'm dumb? I don't care. You think I'm scum? I don't care. Bitch, I make my money. Party till I die. Get my chin up high. Fuck them all. Fuck them back. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar.
So I take it that's the hook.
Uh-huh. Party to yeah. Good luck getting that out of your fucking hair.
She sounds like she got kicked in the face by a horse at one point in time.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It sounds like her throat's all fucked up. Like she has a very masculine voice. And if you see her, like if you watch the video, she's got a big frame. Like she's got some testosterone in that body for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if English isn't your first language and you haven't quite fully mastered it yet, maybe don't rap in English.
You know?
Just saying.
I think that's good advice, Brandon.
Although I would like to hear a Netherlands version of
maybe everything that's wrong about it is fixed and it's the best song in the world. I don't know.
It might be.
I like listening to Jackie Chan sing songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Work, people always hating, but the more they hate, the more I work. Everybody say they're lit, but all they do is showing shit. In my street, like the slaves, bitches always kiss my feet. Stay out of my way, you bitch. I can deal with
wait,
fake ass meat.
Hold on. Did she say slaves?
Yeah, the slaves in the street are always kissing her feet.
Oh, I don't like that. Hey, hey, if you're going to sing songs in English, you can't say shit like that. We had slaves. We can understand what you're saying. You can't say that, dude.
Yeah, but she's got her chin up high, and she took the twerks.
Did they even have slaves in the Netherlands?
That I couldn't tell you.
Like, chill on saying shit like that in English. You can't do that. It's highly offensive to us.
She seems okay with it.
Yeah, she does.
Said I had stopped. It was over. I had dropped. Bitch, I had my plans out here. I'm only just at my start. You will have to kill me to make me fucking stop. I was already dead again. You can't hurt me. Only God.
She sounds like she's rapping with food in her mouth.
True. Yeah, like she's got grits in the back of her throat or something.
Yeah, it's not like a fat joke or anything. Like, it sounds like she's in the middle of just eating while she's rapping to you.
Yeah, she's not fat. She's very lean. And scary looking.
Oh, yes. Terrifying.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess she's Dutch. Is that what you're gathering?
Yeah, a quick Google told me that she's Dutch.
Okay. Yeah. She looks Russian.
Yeah.
I know that's weird to say because they're all like white people, but she looks like the Russian, like trash kind of white.
God, she raps like a fucking retard.
Back it up like a couple seconds so we can get this full hook in.
All right, here we go.
I want people to know.
You will have to kill me to make me fucking stop.
She raps like she's deaf.
Yes.
That's
there you
I
go.
Finally
you nailed it.
I finally figured it out. She's a deaf woman.
That's the food in the mouth thing and everything else you said. Yes.
Yes. Yep. I finally got it.
I'm already dead again. You can't hurt me. Only God. Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make a work work. Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth.
She, like, the longer it went on, the less enthused she was about it. Just puh, 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 puh.
yeah, true. I swear to God, like, this sounds like a rap beat that I made just like blackout drunk one night, just with a keyboard, just like doot doot doot.
Oh yeah, it's really hard to pay attention to what the hell she's saying. Like, I'm really genuinely trying to focus, and I'm only catching key phrases.
It's all good.
But I feel your damn as dead as breath. All the drugs in your veins. I am blessed with the smartest brain. I remember your...
Hold on.
Rewind and listen to that one again.
Yeah.
And absorb it.
I call bullshit here.
All the drugs in your veins. I am blessed with the smartest brain.
I am blessed with the smartest brain.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. All the drugs in her face. She's blessed with the smartest brain.
That's a sick brag, dude.
It is. God damn it. This is gold. You brought gold, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. I've never been confident towards the end of one of these podcasts. I'm pretty goddamn confident here.
Oh yeah. No, no one's arguing with you on this one. This is a winner.
Yeah.
I remember your love when I was at my worst. Let me tell you, piece of scum, I'm supported from above. Your man in my DMs while you're talking shit behind my back. All the shit you said made you look like a little bitch flathead. Your opinion, bitch, fuck that. What do I think of you? How I love in your face, bitch, if you only knew. Ha ha ha.
That's a laugh.
In your face, bitch, if you only knew. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
What the fuck was that?
That's fucking... That's rap laughing. You don't understand that, dude?
Oh, no, I get it. It's all rhythmic and shit, but like...
It's a Dutch thing, man, yeah. Probably.
Well, what key was that? Like, what notes was she...
I don't know. It makes me happy when she does it, though. Can you play it again?
Oh, absolutely.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Oh, a new one.
That money maker in my face is a favor. Ooh, I love your misbehavior. Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em back. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the
shake that money maker in my face. It's a favor. Ooh, I love your misbehavior.
See that last line there, the shake one, that's the best one. Why don't you have that in the rest of the song?
The more I listen to this song, the more the comment you made earlier rings true, where she loses enthusiasm throughout the line, and at the end of it, she's just being like, shake that money maker. Like, she just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Right. It's like she's questioning why she's doing it for this long, and the song's only 2.5 minutes long.
It's like she's being forced to rap the song at gunpoint.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, some I did Dutch... the rap. Please let my kids go.
Some Dutch fucking drug kingpin locked her up for a week. It was like, you will record an album for me. And hey, it's worked out well for everybody, it turns out.
Oh yeah,
that song's very do you have the YouTube video pulled up?
I do.
How many views does that have?
It's got 875,000.
Okay, thousand. I thought, wait, hold on. What did you just say?
875,000 views.
Brandon, I swear to God, when I sent you that song, it was less than 100,000.
Well, it's blown the fuck up, apparently.
That's crazy.
It's
so, yeah, I guess this song like blew up on TikTok or something.
I guess so.
Hey,
you're right, dude. I'm gonna be working. I'm gonna be like twerking, like motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna put party until you die, dude.
I hope so. Oh goddamn! Well, I don't even have to ask you, Pepper, which one you think is the shittier one this week. I think we both know who wins this one.
Yeah, after this episode, honestly, I'm just gonna hold my chin up high and I'm gonna put party till I die. That's all that's gonna happen on this side. The Kitty song, dude. On a different week, that would have been strong.
Oh okay? Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, look! I am not. I knew you were coming fucking prepared with something, so I figured, yeah, well, you know. But that's what's great about these polls, though, is that you never know how this is gonna turn out. We both can stand pretty strong thinking that a May. Bobby or whatever the fuck her name is gonna win it this week, but I could be wrong and Krayshawn could move on in Shitty Song of the Year in just 2 weeks. But
there have been times where I've listened to an episode and been like, oh, 100% this is the worst, gone to the Twitter poll and the one that I clicked on was like 20 or 30%. That has happened.
Oh yeah, so
I'm not always right.
These polls are always surprising, but you guys know the drill at this point. Go to the Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you, the listener, gets to decide which one of these audio abortions gets to move on to Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think that Krayshawn, with that shitty song about her missing kitty, deserves to move on, then vote for that. Otherwise, we're all going to have our chin up high and twerk our way through Shitty Song of the Year. Oh, god damn it, dude. It is the dumbest fucking earworm.
It's horrible, though. Like, it's I did it today. I haven't listened to that song in probably... It was probably a week since I sent it to you. And today, I was like, fuck.
You know, I never thought I'd have the sounds of a retarded deaf person stuck in my fucking head. Yet here we are.
Hey, are we going to have a new theme song for Shitty Song of the Year?
We are, absolutely, yes.
Ooh, can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fucking fun. I'm very excited for that.
I'm so looking forward to it, man. It makes this whole year of competitions worth it. But Pepper...
I got in my head some pretty strong front runners. I'd like to see how they fare and all that. But I'm fucking here for it. I'm here for every second of it.
Well, who do you think is going to make it through? What song do you think is going to be the shitty song of the year?
Man, I would have to go back and look. But I remember a couple weeks where it probably 2 or 3 weeks where I was like, this one is going to be very strong. I can't remember exactly which ones they are. But there's a couple of them where if I see them, it'll refresh my memory, and I'll be like, that is the one that I thought was going to go very far.
Oh, yeah, but there's some serious contenders this year.
Like, the Eric Clapton reggae song.
Oh, yeah, okay. Swing low,
I feel like that's
chariot.
A sleeper, dude. I feel like that's a sleeper. That one was so bad.
Yeah.
God, there's a bunch of them. This is the best and worst show ever. Because it's the worst because, like, I do have to listen to shitty music. But it's – the format is genius. It's actually fucking genius. Now, I've told other people about it, and they agree. They're like, God, that's fucking genius.
Well, I appreciate that, sir.
Everybody should listen to this show. This is not the target audience for me to advertise this show because they're already listening to it. But, hey, go stop what you're doing right now. Pull out your phone and send this podcast to three of your friends right now. Because this show is a lot more fun whenever your friends listen and you all can discuss the shitty songs together. I swear to God.
There we go. That's a fucking idea right there.
Yeah. Grow this fucking show. If you like this show, grow it.
Well, Pepper, I want to thank you so much for coming on and bringing one of the more entertaining / annoying songs to the show. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Yeah, go check out my new podcast, History Buffs. We talk about history sometimes. go follow us, please God, on Twitter, History Buffs 228. I think it's a good history show. We barely talk about it, but I think the other stuff is really good too. Go check out our episode on Robert Johnson. It's the first time we had a guest, and it is by far our best episode.
Oh, fuck yeah, absolutely.
We had a legit Mississippi historian come on and tell us about Robert Johnson.
Okay, hell yeah. But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon, and until next time...